The question was asked, why do we ask for chen? Why is chen so important? So chen is charm. And as Avi Ariel Ben Avi correctly said, what charm does is it causes us to find favor in the eyes of others. In other words, charm is sometimes instead of other redeeming qualities. If a person has beauty, they might not need charm. But if a person has charm, that can be instead of beauty. Yes? So chen is a charm that can cause a person to be good in the eyes of others, even though they might not have the traits that the others want them to have, but they have the charm. And that's what gets them where they need to be. Now, chen is not only about human beings. We say that God feeds us in the world b'chein, b'chesed u'v'rachamim. So that means chen can mean the way in which God gives us food. We live in a world where you take a strawberry, it has a certain smell, a certain feel, a certain color, a certain texture. You take an orange, it's very different. You take an apple, it's got a totally different type of fragrance and feel and texture, right? So God gave us these different attributes that all support the chen, the charm, the beauty of the food that we eat. And that's what we're thanking Hashem for, that He gave us a world that's not dull. All our food could smell like garlic. God could have made a world where everything smells like garlic, right? All the food you eat smells like garlic, and then you'd feel the same way about everything. But no, garlic smells like garlic, and an onion smells like an onion, and an apple, and an orange, and a pomegranate. They each have their own attributes. So that's the chen. Chen is not only about us, it's also about what Hashem grants us. It's true that we thank Hashem for the fact that He gave us chen. Our sages say there's a special charm that Hashem also gave us. Chen. So there it's chuneka. Hashem should give us chen, right? Yeah. Yeah. Because the truth is that chen can get you very far. It'll cover up for other things you're missing. You know, you have a kid a lot of kids started school this past week, right? So I met one kid and I asked him, how'd the first day go? So he says to me, the teacher said to me that I ask good questions and that I deserve praise, and I'll get that praise when I raise my hand before I ask my questions. So I thought to myself, what a smart teacher, you know. The teacher gives the kid a compliment and also tells him, you know, you'll get the compliment in its fuller form when you remember to raise your hand first. But then I looked at the kid and I said to myself, this kid has chen. This kid has charm. So instead of the teacher blowing a gut at the kid, the teacher was able to answer with chen. So chen very often allows us to have more leeway with people. Think about it. If someone comes over to you with a nice smile and they're not good looking, they're just pleasant, they have charm, you're going to have more patience with them. It's unfortunate because some people don't have that chen and it's not their fault. But we do appreciate it if we can have it, right? So it's positive.